Well, we're not going to be getting a whole lot of economic data out this week. That is for sure. Initial job claims on Thursday. Everybody's going to be watching that. Job openings come out on Tuesday for the month of May. It's looking like they're going to be around 5 million. That's pretty interesting since we've had as high as 7.3 million at one point in time. But obviously, there aren't as many published job openings until we see where this economy is going. So I think some may be watching that. I'm not paying a whole lot of attention to it. We get some producer price index numbers. They were up about 0.4%. I really doubt that the June number is going to be up at all. Could come in at zero, maybe even a negative number for the month of June. But that's about it. A job openings, as I mentioned, we do get a service sector number. This is going to be the final number for June, and that is coming out. Last look, it was at 45.4. We'll see where it ends up, but that comes out Monday morning. Look, one of the things that is happening is we saw an amazing uptick last week. The markets finished higher. The Dow was up 3.2%. The S&P jumped, and I mean jumped, 4% on the week. The NASDAQ was up 4.6%. I think this is week 17 in a row of positive returns. There's got to be an end in sight somewhere, right? Well, we sure would think so, but it doesn't look like, and it looks like this week could be another great week. Pretty amazing as the overvaluation continues to roll on, and it doesn't look like anything is going to stop it. I think some of the thinking or mentality might be that yes, it's overvalued because nothing's been moving with any kind of significance in the economy. Okay, there's some truth to that. I understand that. But at the same time, we are beginning to head into irrational territory when it comes to valuation. And as investors, we need to be concerned. Look, if we're long-term investors, real long-term investors, it may be insignificant. We need to be considering that as we get into the markets today, it may be we're getting in at extremely high prices that we may see a pullback from and taking some time to get back up there again. It will do that. It will come back up to these highs. Now, of course, we could open up the economy full steam ahead, and who knows what could happen. It's going to be a very interesting week and one we're going to have to watch closely, see how things are going. But it is July, traditionally low volume week. Oil prices holding their own. It looks like they're going to open in positive territory this morning, and we could see oil continue to run up. It's up about $40.84 a barrel, and that's good news. One thing should be of concern that not a lot of people are talking about is we did some military exercises over the 4th of July weekend in the South China Sea. So did China, and that is a highly contested area of the world for China. They don't want anybody messing around in the South China Sea. But we did that, and we will continue to show our strength and fly our flag in what we consider, and the rest of the world does, international waters. I don't think it is going to lead to anything, but it is showing China that we are not backing down from showing our strength. We had two aircraft carriers in the area, and China is probably not real happy with that. Speaking of China, Asia markets up dramatically this morning as the sentiment, for one reason or another, I'm not sure what it is, but it's probably more propaganda than anything. Sentiment in China is up. It is going to be an interesting week, and whether to be in the market or out the market, I really have a hard time putting anything on the buy list. I'm not saying I'm not going to as we get later into the week, but we've got some business data of individual corporations that are somewhat bellwether stocks that are going to be putting out reports and numbers early this week, and I want to take a good look at those as we head into the heart of the summer. We also have to watch oil prices and what's going on with Saudi Arabia and the rest of OPEC, and we'll get some clarity on that, I'm hoping, today. So we'll watch all of those things. Next week, I'm really excited because we are doing five fundamentals that you absolutely must know, and we're doing a series next week as I'm on vacation. And I really don't want you to miss one of those days. They're going to be really interesting to hear some very important facts that we need to understand in these volatile times. I hope you have a great day. I thank all of you for the blessing you've been to the ministry. Keep praying for us. Let's stay strong as we are about the work of God. Be steadfast in our faith. We need it more than ever. We'll talk to you soon. God bless.